Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barn Goddess Barbecue live at the Mac Daddy Smokers Challenge. We are in and we just finished the rib challenge. So we're going to just take a little walk around, and actually I'm going to stop here. We've got Gary and David, who are some of the key judging reps. We're going to call them, the amateur reps. So what did you guys check today? What was the number on team?
2018.
Yeah, and there was like some showed up last minute, some canceled, but, you know, so we're up from the last time, and how do you think it was received this time around?
I think it went well. We started out this morning with a blitz. We, as soon as they got here set up, and they come in at 5 o'clock in the morning to set up their gear, and we had a torrential, like, not just a passing shower. It was like high wind, ripping, blowing cookers over, everybody standing on cookers, holding stuff down. So we changed our turning time from noon, give them an extra hour, because by the time that passed, everything was underwater a little bit, just got things cleared up. And we talked to them about, you know, that doesn't happen in a contest. A lot of times you roll right on, but that's, organizers can change it. And this is why we have team meetings in the morning, was explained, all right, this is a change from what we told you. We're going to go to that an hour later, give you time to recoup from this big storm that just came through.
Now, so we did ribs today, and next month we've got another challenge, and is that going to pork? Or
no, that's going to be actually moved. We're going to chop brisket. I'll do brisket next and then go to pork.
Okay.
Don't know why, but Billy, the guy that runs this thing, that's what he chose. And it doesn't matter what order I guess they learn it in until we start fast pairing them up to do them in the right order.
Yeah.
But the biggest challenge of that, I'd say, would be the cold winds.
Yeah.
These guys are fighting temperatures on their cookers, and you see them moving their cookers different directions every time the wind changes because of the draft and problems they're having. It's a big, great learning experience.
Yeah,
everybody's still happy with it.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I think so, too. And they got 3 racks of ribs. They're turning in the riblets for people's choice.
They took the trimming. We showed them last night. I had a little class last night. I showed them how to cut them in the St. Louis style. And they're taking the little knuckle end and the rib end piece trimmed off. They cut it off the same way they cut the rib. And then we use those for people's choice.
And when does that start?
It started at 12 noon. At 1 o'clock. When we see them, they just turn in. They're starting right there now and doing all that now. People are walking through, getting little cuffs, and giving them a coin token if they think there's it.
Oh, good deal. Okay, so we look forward to that.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have the guys from G's Smokehouse here. We have one of the guys from G's Smokehouse here. How's that going? Because you guys are here in Middleburg, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're doing great. We're actually a lot of good customers that come see us every weekend. Our restaurant is packed now, but we're out here having a good time, doing what we like to do. Especially today, we're involved in the judging of this mentoring program for the up-and-coming pro.
And they're so excited about it.
They really are.
Yep.
They
love
really
to see
are.
That.
It's been a great experience, a wonderful experience. We had a lot of good food today.
Yep.
A lot of good comments that are being made on, you know, on what we as judges think can be done differently, what have you. So it's just been a good learning. It will be a good learning experience for the comp team, for the good teams, and also for the judges.
Yep. And don't you think that, again, I know we talked about this before, but giving them that immediate feedback is huge.
And every team that I've talked to, they want the feedback.
Yeah.
They don't want to sugarcoat it. They don't. They really want to know, you know, where they rank from a judge's perspective, you know, what they want to improve. They want to be the best they can be, so they're very receptive, and they want the information. They want the feedback so they can only get that.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Well, that's Andy from 2 White Boys Cooking at OG Smokehouse. So we're going to move on through. We're here at Mac Daddy Smoker, and he's actually smoking a bunch of ribs. We've got Jen behind the desk who's selling, she's selling armbands for the charity, and the charity is Waka Hope. And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
They focus on reversing paralysis through stem cell research. And they also enhance the quality of life for paralyzed victims due to spinal cord injury.
And they had such a great turnout last time. And you, so far, I mean, what I will say is your local community has come out.
They really have. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Everybody's really supporting what we're doing.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen works here at Mac Daddy Smokers. So if you call and you're looking and you're talking to somebody, you're probably talking to Jen. Now, I guess they're showing off one of the cookers and they're cooking some ribs over here. But as I'm walking around, the guys have their riblets to give out to the people who buy the armbands. And then what they do is they're going to, you know, raise money, and it goes towards a great cause. So we're going to stop in and see a couple of guys. So I'm coming to see you again if you guys – okay. So I wanted to stop by and visit with a couple of the teams that we visited with last month. Now, I hate to get bother you guys, so I forget the name of your team. What is it?
Carter.
Oh, okay. So how did you do football?
Really well.
Really
good.
Yeah? And what's up with the Red Rush? Now, are you guys going to run out of those?
We're out.
You're out?
Yeah, we're out.
So what are you going to do? Strip the meat off the ribs?
We did a little bit, yeah.
Okay, not that this isn't internationally known now, but so you've got a new cooker. Am I messing you up from Chinese on something?
No,
okay.
No,
we're just so you got a new cooker. So tell me how you acquired this cooker. Last month, I told you about the guy who got the $250 stump, and this month, you have another new stump.
Found it on a barbecue forum. Have no clue. Don't remember which one. Emailed the guy and back and forth and actually drove 11 hours yesterday and went to pick it up.
Oh, so you just literally picked
it up. Yeah, I got
to pick
it up. Got home last night at 7.
Well, it's clean, and hopefully your cook went real well.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we'll be anxious to see how you guys did. You guys seem to really pay attention and you know, last month, you guys, what did you play?
14.
Yeah, but don't curl your nose up there because the fact of the matter is, and I said this to you guys earlier, yes, you know, it's collapsing a little bit, but you guys really took what you were picking up and went with it, so thank
We learned a lot, that's for sure.
Okay. All right, well, they're getting ready to see their friends, so we have to go.
Yeah,
all right, guys, good luck today. Hey. Okay, so I'm looking for, here, I got a guy over here who took second place last month. What's going on over here?
Good food.
Good food? I know, you seem to be having a good time. So you took second place last time with your chicken, and you were using a borrowed cooker, which and I love that. That means you can cook on anything. And so now you have a new cooker with you, and how did you feel like it performed?
I don't think I've done as good as I could have done.
Okay.
I'd take some more time on this cooker.
Yeah, because this is your first cook on it?
This is my first stick burner cooker, yeah.
Oh, you've never used a stick burner before?
No.
Okay, well, this is a good one to start on.
It is.
Yeah.
The MD-125 pit binder is pretty good.
Yeah. So, and you have the warming.
Warming box and the trailer.
So are you cooking something extra?
Everybody? I'm doing a little people's choice right now.
Okay. Oh, you have quite a bit of meat for people's choice.
Yeah, people's choice food right there.
Okay. So he's doing people's choice. They're doing the riblet, just like at Applebee's only. Usually probably a little bit better. And some of the guys are out, so you're looking real good.
Yeah, plenty. So
you have something. All right. Good luck. Okay. And, you know, for a bunch of new guys, this can be real traumatic. Here they're passing out some. We're at Randy's Smoking Rack, and he's given out a couple of ribs. They look fine. And they have a stick burner with a warming station on it, too. So we're just kind of checking out what they have. They look good. How's your cook go?
Great.
Yeah? And you got everything turned in on time, obviously.
Everything turned in on time.
They smell really good.
I had a little problem with the wind this morning. I smoked her. What's that?
Okay, so it's secret, and he won't tell him.
I can't give my secret to him.
You don't probably use mango, though, do you? Because people are allergic to it.
No, mango.
Yeah, you got to watch mango.
I'm mango. So that's not allergic. I guarantee it.
Okay, so here you know that Randy's, what is it called? Smoking Rack. They have a secret ingredient that they bought in that people are wondering about.
Can't
give out the secret. So we're going to go on down here. We've got a guy here. Let's talk to him. Okay, so we're at Lee and Cahill, and he competed. We're live. And you competed, but you're also here with some sauce, right?
Yes, we have our own Seattle Pepper Sauce, Lee and Cahill brand, and our
hot mustard, barbecue sauce with bell peppers in it, and the mayo.
And the mayo. And the mayo looks like it's actually a tomato base, but it's mustard all in
it's tempered. Mustard base.
Yeah, it's confusing in there.
Secret ingredient is Asian color.
Okay. And Howard, can we take a peek? I don't want to eat it or anything.
Certainly. Well, why not?
Oh, she's got his little ribbon. Actually, I table capped him today, but I didn't get to eat this.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Next time, I got all three of them.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So, and I see you have some coins already.
I got two. I would like more, but I'll take that. I consider it a win no matter what.
Now, were you there for the last one?
No. I didn't find out about it until after the fact, but I hope it's important. So it's all good.
And what is your team called?
D&K Hill Smoking Peppers.
Okay, Smoking Peppers.
Yep.
Have you done any other competitions?
No, first one. Always wanted to, and always thought, and when this came up, I said, have to have it. I'm out here selling hot sauce, I'll go truck on the grill, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so you have a little homemade deal.
Yep.
And next month we're looking at brisket, so you're going to come back?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool.
Cool. Thank
Good
you.
Good luck. Do well. Okay, so you're working hard. How did it go?
I got disqualified.
And it kind of went. Didn't we talk about those bristles last month? I thought I told everybody that I had saw with a brush like that. Yeah.
I didn't use that brush last time.
No, any brush with a bristle.
I had silicone one last time. I don't know what happened. So,
yeah.
I didn't use that.
You know what? And it sucked because I hate to tell you, I was on that table. The lips were beautiful.
Hey,
I table captain, so I didn't get to taste them, but they were very pretty. But it was really obvious, and so that sucks. Everybody hates to see that happen to somebody. Here's the good thing: you'll never do that again, will you?
No,
oh.
Never.
Like
you said, we came in first, but we just got
to qualify. Yeah,
making up our own
points. Okay, so you heard it here, and I forgot the name of your team. They're making up
smoking hot.
They are making up their own story to go behind that disqualification.
Correct.
So that's taking DQ to a new level.
Yes.
So good.
We were DAL, though. So
do we know what's a DAL?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
there's a couple other DQs.
Yeah.
So
will they give us, like, they'll give us our comments.
Yeah, actually, we asked them to give you the comments. I, like I said, don't know what they... Yeah, they were going to put your score in, but what's going to happen is I have to see somebody, a regular judge immediately wants to put zeros because of DQ means that. So if you see a low score, because they did that before we were talked to, but we did ask them to score it like it was going to regularly be there, but it said DQ for an object. And, I'm sorry that happened because these guys were at the very first hot dog size. They had an issue with their cookers, and you adapted, you overcame, you kicked some butt, and you went all the way to the end. So, yeah, throw those whistles away, those questions.
Yeah, I had to still call first time.
Yeah, because everybody I saw was
I think you would have said something I didn't have a dog size.
I don't know for sure, but I know that there was at least two of them. And again, you guys were fighting a bunch of different things. This is new for you, and we still hate to see it happen to somebody. I'd rather you get DQ'd here than in a major. So we'll see you next month, though, right?
Yes.
You're coming back with brisket next time?
The brisket.
You're going to do brisket. Okay, I'll miss you guys next month because I won't be here, but I look forward to seeing you guys at the website. Yeah. Good deal.
Thank you.
Do you live close by?
Yeah, we're right down the
street. All right. They probably put their smoker here. Oh, and they went from a Weber cooker with a Mookie Joe, which is a little baby Weber cooker, to now they have a Craigslist. A Craigslist killer smoker. Okay. All right, guys. Have fun. And you still can't keep a choice, so. All right. Good luck. Okay, and see, we talk about that. We hate to see somebody get certified, but it happens. So I came by and I wanted to see how you did. We're on the air. Oh, is this your piece of choice?
Don't say it too loud, dear.
You got all kinds, man. Okay. And are you out?
No, I can't go over there and ask her. She didn't even go there, so I'll leave home here. I got
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really good. And I was not getting your
cookies.
And how did your room come out?
He showed up late to do the dishes, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Is that the end of the people's story?
That's it.
Wow. So I think with the rivers, it wasn't like the chicken. You guys had a lot of chicken to give out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got fortunately, you cooked most of this morning by yourself.
Yeah.
So last time you had a helper.
Well, that was our son. He's on...
He's
my wife on vacation. So I got a granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
I came to help him when I could, and I went home. Right. Come back and help him, then I got to go back.
All right. Well,
we made two of what we had.
And I forgot the name of your cookie.
Big Wonderful.
Okay. Oh, Big Wonderful. Okay, they are.
Yep.
They were thinking of a name.
No, we're going to have to come up with a name, so... We kind of let that go by the way. So.
Okay, well, using your last name always works.
Okay. Yeah, I'm almost all up now.
Yeah, you guys are going to be out soon. Yeah, there's 9 more seasons. What he was saying is they were scheduled to be booked. So probably by the end of it, it would not surprise me if they were 60 Yeah, they got the room, and this is a great atmosphere.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It seems like they said there's more people this time.
Oh, really? Because I thought the last time. Of course, I've been inside, but I thought the last time I couldn't get over how many cars were out there on the road. Yeah, it's always good to have them coming out and checking things out. The community really supports this. All right, guys, I know you're putting it up. Have fun. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so we're going to just swing down here, see what else we got going on. And we're going to probably get you close to the radio. They look beautiful. So how did you guys end up doing? What did you say?
We thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
People are thinking it's all right, I guess.
So, real pretty.
It looks good.
Yeah, these are the boys from Backwood.
Backwood Gourmet.
Okay, Backwood Gourmet.
Okay,
and they took on Weber's. And as we get the bigger meats, they're going to just keep bringing it on the Weber's. So that's a good thing. Now, you guys said your next position is going to be the big kettle. Is that right?
Big 22-inch Weber Smoky Mountain.
Oh, Smoky Mountain. I forgot the name of it.
Same beach. We got bigger
ones. Yep. Okay, so, and they have a nice little backdrop. Got other 3 guys that pretty much are doing their thing. And they had another cooker at the last one, and now they're down to just the Weber's, but they're only cooking the ribs. So as they progress, and they'll go ahead and get a bigger deal. Okay. So we're over at Double Twisted Ankle. So how did it end up going for your cooking turn-in?
Pretty good, I think.
Okay, did you turn in it soft or not?
No.
Okay, we had 2 that weren't soft. One was just stone ass cold, man. Yeah. Let me see what it looked like so I can see if maybe it was yours. I have no idea. Can't tell.
It looked longer.
Well, that's how you hope that dry grub comes out. But well, we'll see how you do today. Hopefully you do well. Oh, really? Did you get any coins yet? I got to say, there's one guy down there that's got my old arm. What do you win for people's foot? A smile and a handshake? Okay. Oh, you got all your nice little shine.
Yeah.
I noticed that's like a margarita.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like season.
Yeah.
Well, have fun. Good luck. Okay, so I wanted to come back over and check to see how you we're live. Yeah, we're live. So I wanted to see how you ended up doing. How did it feel like it came out?
That
felt
good,
baby. And I forgot the name of
your team.
Okay. And you're
cooking
on brisket?
No, this is an old country brisket. That's 1998.
So next time you got brisket coming out, have you done any big meat on there before? Okay, so this is all real news, right?
This is the third time I fire myself.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so are you guys out of people's choice? Do they know they can come get some from you? Oh, just to me. Here, I'm going to take a little meat that you would probably get some. That's okay. That is a little stuff. Good flavor. What are you smoking with?
Oak,
hickory,
and
pecan. Okay, I'm tasting oak, for sure. You don't have smoke on it. Oh, actually, see, they have one. Yeah. I don't think they realize they're getting it. So some of them haven't shut down.
Yeah, they keep on buying.
Your sauce is really good on there. That would have been there. It would have been interesting to taste it with the sauce. Is that, no, I don't want it too much.
No,
it's too much. Let me take this piece. Okay. That looks like, because it's decarbonized. That's a big dog.
It's a homemade dog.
Good.
Yeah. Whatever, if it tastes good, it's all by itself. It's way too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you mix it with the rub that I got, that's all my spice for that, and mix together.
Yeah, it came out good. So brisket next month, you guys plan to come back, right?
I'm planning on coming back, and that'll be a new game for
me. Never cooked brisket. I wish I was going to be here for that. Don't be intimidated by it. I mean, you guys seem to come to play hard. So, you know, Crimson Toothpick to check the field, but you guys will probably do really well.
I don't know. I literally never put a brisket on my plate.
Once you get it, you're going to love
it. I'm reading a lot about it.
Well, check out some of the presentations because I was a little disappointed. So many of the ribs were beautiful as I was walking through here, and then people couldn't figure out how to put them in a box. And we had a lot of boxes that were, I mean, literally, we had a couple that were just thrown in, and it's like, I'll just get this because the ribs were beautiful, and they just didn't know what to do with the box at all. Yeah. And presentation is 15, or I guess it's actually 12.5% in FDA, but you should get free books free for.
Yeah.
So check out some of the blitzes that you can online. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's right.
And he invited me in and showed me how to make a brisket mod and a pork mod because we were cooking at the top.
Yeah.
And that was invaluable.
Yeah. Well, and then when you get to the pork, like they said today, because I said, oh, did you guys talk to them about doing this, that, and then they're like, look, we don't want to get too afraid, you know, but I got to say that overall, the majority of the ribs really look beautiful, and it's just not knowing what to do with them or the level of doneness.
What do you know? Dave has his the last he gave us a website to go to the store. So this is how you go to buy.
Yeah.
I took it to my place. I did it a couple of days later. First competition that I did.
Yeah, so you did that in the backyard, right?
Right, the backyard division over there. I've never competed for that.
Okay. Did you only do two meats then?
Yes.
Okay.
Over there, I did chicken and ribs.
Okay.
And like third and chicken and sixth and ribs.
Good. Well, and the thing is, you'll never do that again. If you're going to be there, you're going to cook. So, you know, you'll take all four.
I'll probably take it back there
for a while. Yeah, but you'll cook all four categories.
Yeah, but I could go back there over in the background over there now.
Oh,
Flamingo Lake? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you probably could see. I think the pasta as far as I know is the only one, the FDA one that I had. That's
Perry, Flyball. Yeah. It's normally the regular. I didn't know that they did that. So. Okay. All right. Well, give him some good stuff and good luck. Okay. All right. Have fun, guys. We'll see you later. Hi. So how'd you do? We're live.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you have, look at you. You even have some, I forget the name of your team. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, they called you up last month. That was pretty funny. So we're live here with the other barbecue team, and I forget, where did you guys play last month?
We played six.
So you played really well.
We did.
And they're cooking with a Mac Daddy cooker on. They're the ones that got, they had the fire nibbling at three pieces of wood last month. So how much wood did you use this time?
We only ended up using
seven. Oh, my God. That is just, it cracks me up that it's that efficient. It really does. And you use Royal Oak, which is a great charcoal. And so you have a few little things for the, what is it called? People's Choice. People's Choice, I'm having a hard time. But overall, how do you feel about your cook, your presentation? Uh-oh.
Pretty
good. Oh, okay. Yeah. You had that look like it was going to be, uh-oh.
Oh, no. I wasn't.
Oh,
we were pretty pleased with how it turned out with that. So, well, because you're more experienced,
Now, I noticed that almost everybody actually has, like, an extra rack of ribs left. What's happening with that?
So we were told to turn in the sticks for the judging.
Right.
And then everything else was posting them over to the charity for their field. But their warning thing is so full of ribs.
Oh.
They don't have enough room. So we just put it off to the side.
Okay.
We'll look over later.
Well, I will say, as a whole, the ribs were beautiful. I mean, I think you guys all did a really good job presentation. Or the look of the room, for sure. And you're going to be here next week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This was a good idea to put in there.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for chatting with me. And I won't check with you next month because I won't be here. But I wish I was going to be here for this trip. I'd love to. Yeah. Good luck with it. All right. Okay, so we're going to go down here. I think we'll go visit with Blake Moody. Blake's a, kind of a regular on Chris Chadwick's show. He calls in quite often, sort of cue. But he's down here all by himself on the very end, so I thought I would come up here and see how his ribs look.
We
are on the radio. I just wanted to come
on Blog Talk Radio.
We are, and I said you're one of the regulars on Chris Chadwick's show. You keep in the line.
That's right. I talked to you.
I thought we'd come down and see how your ribs went. Your ribs look beautiful.
Well, thanks.
How'd you feel about your cook overall?
The cook went outstanding.
Yeah.
Going with a new recipe.
Okay.
It's been field tested a bunch.
Good.
And then this third just explained. Oh, damn, that's the first bite, so we've been getting a lot of coins for people.
Good.
And they really like it.
All right.
And this man's from Tennessee, so
where's
the shower from?
Yeah, that's, and see, being down at the end, they need verbs to go
up here. We've been, if you want to get rid of any of that, man, we've got the best man down here.
Yeah, I'd love to. Here, just give me a real little bite. Like, can I just take this little piece right here?
Yeah, help you up. Dip it in.
That's helpful.
There you go. Do it how you like.
Is that one?
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
Just that.
Really good.
There you go.
I'm going to you.
Well, he's cooking on his stump.
Oh, thank you.
He stopped by earlier. I like the back heat. Really nice.
Thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Well, good luck today.
I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Yeah, we cook it like we like it. But I like to cook these tender, just good eating ribs. Yep.
Yeah.
If I'm going to turn it into someone steamed like Lord Francis,
yeah,
it's going to be perfect.
Well, let me tell you. Well, good tasting. Good job. Good luck, guys. Okay, so we just visited with Portis Q, and we're off to see what's going on. We got these guys. I didn't really stop and talk to them last month, but let me just chat with them real quick. They've got a patio cooker that's much like mine. I came back to see how your cook went.
Great.
It went great. We're live. And what's the name of your team?
Goose Bigelow.
Okay. And actually, there's a guy, and I don't know where that was. I have a picture of his. That's not you guys, is it? With the truck, with the pig, the Goose Bigelow truck? They have a truck picture. They have a pink golf cart.
Yeah.
At Live Oak. Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about your cook. So how did it end up going?
Great.
Yeah? How'd the ribs look?
Look, the best looking ribs we've ever pulled out.
And where did you guys play that last week? Okay. Or last month?
Left.
Oh, they look beautiful. Yeah, really good.
Hey, they're a little dry right now.
Yeah, just a little dark.
Toss them around in there, they'll be good. Mm-hmm. And now these boys are cooking on one of the Mac Daddy pit pipers just like I have. You know, everybody was struggling with temperature today. What did you guys probably to do as far as the
cook?
Isn't it amazing how it would do?
Yeah, it does.
And so they're using the same exact one I have. Use very little wood.
Yep. So what we do, when we open the doors, we also open the door on the firebox.
So they're stoking it up.
Right.
Keep it hot.
Yeah.
Keep it hot. Yeah. And then when we're doing our thing, then we close the doors and we check the gauge and close the door. We're good.
Yeah.
To recoup it really well.
Yeah. Now, I can smell you're using Cherry. Are you using any other combination?
He can.
Okay, that's what I use.
Sure.
And you can't beat it. And everybody will come by and they go, oh, what does that smell?
Yeah.
Like anybody that uses Cherry all the time knows that.
The only wood I would like better is apple.
It's hard to find. And, you know, every once in a while I hear people say that if it's too green, then it gets harsh and a little bit of harshness in it. So smells really good. Hope the guys did good. You're coming back next month?
Yeah.
All right. And so what's going to happen when you're ready to do all four meats on that?
By then we will have it figured out.
Are you bringing it on that lawn trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, so right. So you actually, oh, in the green one?
Yeah.
You actually still have room for two of these if you have to.
We were just talking about that. If we had two of these, we'd be right out of our swimwear.
Yeah, well, because you could do your chicken and ribs on one.
And
that, you know, I don't know if you and I were talking about that earlier, but the question is where to position everything if you're going to cook it all
on
here. Yeah. Well, good luck, guys.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll be looking to see how they do cooking on the Mac Daddy. Their meat looked really good. It looks like they also opted out of sauce. This is a funny thing that the guys decide whether or not to sauce or not to sauce, but when they're looking at judges, sometimes it gives one more layer of flavor, which we all know. Anyway, I'm trying to see if there's anybody that we missed from last week. Let me go over here, and this is a new guy. So I wanted to come by and see how you were doing in the People's Choice. We're live on Blog Talk Radio and see how you're cooking today. We're with Lick My Pig.
We're not too bad.
It is what it is. Are you out of People's Choice meat? Yeah, that's what a lot of the guys seem to be having problems with. He's coming back. Are you local too? There's spicy cookies up here.
Yeah.
All right, well, come on.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so here's Lick My Pig. And they're new this month as opposed to last month. And they'll be back. So now as everybody waits, I'm going to go in and see if I can catch Billy. See if I can catch Billy here real quick. Chat with him if he's not in the middle of something real. Let me just sneak around you. Oh, he's talking to somebody with sausage. Oh, that's cool. How you doing? Can I get you on the radio? Can I get you on the radio real quick for a few minutes? Okay, so we're going to be visiting here just briefly with Billy, the guy that is Mac Daddy Smoker and in charge of the Mac Daddy Smoker Challenge. So talk to us about how this is growing. This is exciting. Yeah, where are we at now, team-wise?
We have 32 today. We would have had 40. We had three that went. Life happened.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of them took up our finest on the highway.
Oh, okay.
You know, life happens there, of course. And God bless those folks that keep the safe.
Absolutely.
So they're here in spirit. You know, we miss them when they can't come, but We had seven others that tried to join the last two. Unfortunately, you know, we have to do the logistics in advance. You can't accommodate everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would have 40, up from 25.
That would be great.
Right, so we've doubled, essentially, in our participation. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to get to 60.
Right.
60 plus. You know, if I could do 200, I'd do 200. You know, I mean, you want to...
No one's having enough room.
Yeah, that's right. Another barrier. We're bringing on more activities, more family stuff to do, you know, in the interim.
Yep.
While we're waiting on the magnificent moment. And where it all happens.
Yep.
And, you know, we just encourage vendors. Those are the two places that we're really, really light right now. And I think that's just basically an exposure issue at this point.
Right.
We're youthful. Second month, doubled our attendance. I think we doubled our foot traffic when you say you were here last
time. Yeah, you know what? The last time, too, your community is really supporting this.
Right.
I mean, I think that's amazing. I know they're supporting the charity as a whole, but you're kind of in the greatest spot in this area for location. If you guys want to come visit again, we are, what is this road I'm going to
say? Blanding Boulevard.
We're on Blanding Boulevard, right across from everything.
Right.
I mean, you really are in a great location. So, yeah, you've got a bunch of people. Do you have any idea what the charity got last month out of what you guys did? Because it seemed like we were raising a ton of money.
I don't know the official number, so I'm going to ask nobody to hold my feet on the fire about this.
Okay.
I know it was in the twos.
Oh, I would have guessed.
$2,000. And they were selling him for $5 a piece.
Yeah.
So, very, very modest price for what you get with
Absolutely.
The size. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we want to do is encourage vendors to come out and, of course, the judges. And like you said, you know, we're in a great location here.
We're in a great location.
In our community, God bless them. We've tried to pull all of our resources from this community. The local business, we've got a local purchase, stuff like that. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Some of them have had a little bit of resistance. You know,
oh, yeah.
It feel like maybe we're a competing entity at this point in time. And that's fine. We're going to continue to buy from them and hope that they realize that, you know, here I can get their products and services in front of many, many more people than they
right.
can plausibly do, maybe in, per se, a week. And it's just advantageous for them to get on board. And realize that if we're trying to help the community, you know, not come down here to people.
Right. Now, did I notice you have some banners on the front? Do you have some other sponsors for this event now?
We do. We have Ring Power. Thank you, folks, Ring Power. Ring Power Rentals and Ring Power Cranes and Ring Power Corporation. We have Sunbelt Rentals. Thank you to all the good folks at Sunbelt. Of course, we have the chiropractic practices and final folks. We picked up, geez, it's kind of cold here.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I thought when I drove in, I'm like, oh, I don't remember the banner being there last month.
Right. We had Monsters on a Mission.
Monster
truck, guys.
Yeah, and would that be the mud truck that like, got stuck in the mud? Did you see that we were all crying?
Almost got stuck.
Almost got stuck.
Hey, you got under your own power. That's almost, right? Never mind the 80 people pushing.
I know.
I just kidding.
No, but there were how many people up in the truck and were like, oh, my God, those people are going to be covered with mud. They were all crying, huh?
That was the best ride.
I think that was $5.
And, also, you know, we definitely, they lynched me from that truck, but we definitely want to mention those guys. They're on a mission for Christ, and, you know, God bless those folks, and they do a really, really amazing job, and, you know, all that obviously cost just a ton of money to come out
absolutely.
And operate that big truck.
Yeah. Everybody seemed to be having a ball with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, if you look around, we've got folks out here that, you know, on any given day are normally, you know, competing against each other every day out there for a dollar, and here they are sitting here, you know, table side and laughing and having a great time. Real Billy's Catering, you know, Lee and Kale, Smoke and Pepper, you know, several caterers out here, you know, just trying their hand at the competitor level
yep.
to see how they fare. Thank you to the judges and the volunteers, like, you know, as yourself, Lori, for coming out. That validates these people.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like validation. You know, it's one thing to have a competition that's unsanctioned, and you have just a host of people that are
yeah.
up here, you know, from your peers,
right.
judging your peers, so to speak. But when you have legitimate certified FBA, KCBS judges, that are holding you to the same bar that they will hold a patient event. That's validation.
Yeah.
You know, irrefutable, and you know where you stand. So that's where we're kind of doing, cultivate positive experiences here. We give them a little bit of liberty, you know, that you normally wouldn't get. But that's all part of the learning experience. One of the things that we get asked the most is that, you know, hey, do you inject, or, you know, how do you use this, or do you use that? One of the things that we're doing is we don't want this to be a hand process. And some people hang on every word, and some people are going to do what they want.
Right.
So to combat that hand process, say, hey, Billy said to do this, or, you know, Dave said, or Gary said, or Lori said, what we're trying to do is teach them just the fundamentals, what to expect, and what we're trying to do is let their diversity, you know, and their inner barbecue.
Yeah, their inner barbecue-ness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, reflect what they want to do,
right.
But they know what right looks like. On the other side of things,
yeah.
You know, as far as the I's dotted and the T's crossed, but the diversity of everybody's own creative cooking, you know, we want that to reflect what they turn in, not because we said to do it a certain way.
Right, right. Now, I see you have one of the other pit bikers here. You know, I talked about mine, and we stopped in to see some of the other ones. Now, which one is this?
This is the MD90WB. It's the MD90 patio model, the warming box, and indoor finishing box, if you refer to it. This is the same one that I believe went down to the other place here.
Oh, yeah, way down to Barbecue Pitmasters. We don't make any bones about that. I got my rig on a Wednesday and delivered it to Barbecue Pitmasters for somebody else to become famous with it. But the good news is a lot of other people are going to get to see it. Now, I was just chatting with those folks that went there, the other barbecue team that have one, and they use an entire 7-6 all day of wood. That's
amazing.
Yeah, it is. And that's what we're all talking amongst ourselves is just how little wood and how efficient the cooker is. So this is great. You're going to kiss the butt with this no matter what. Now, are you cooking extra ribs? Is that where you got all those extra racks you were seasoning with too? Are they in here?
Actually, today was my girlfriend's daughter's 18th birthday.
Oh,
birthday
okay.
And,
on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And she had asked me if I, you know, while I was down here today, if I would cook some chicken.
Okay.
And of course, they always, you know, take care of mama.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I did the ribs and the chicken for her today, and she'll be down here picking up a little later. They're a member of Clay Maverick's Horse Riding Club here in Middleburg, which they are sponsor as well. There you go, another sponsor.
Yeah.
You got to plug
it. See, just got to plug
it. And I tell you, it pains me to recall these conversations. You know, you go over in your head what you said that day, and you think, geez, I wish I would have thanked these people and thanked those people. Anyone who has sponsored and supported Mac Daddy's first annual Amateur Barbecue Football Challenge and Walk Post Foundation, thank you very much if we didn't mention your name. And we'll try not to let it happen again. When Lori comes up to me next time, I'm going to have a cue card.
Well, you know, and it takes a village to raise a foundation, and basically you have done a great job of bringing a community together and getting other people to come to. So it's tough to remember them all. And so thank you to everybody who ever helped. I'm going to let you go because everybody, they keep coming along here going, Billy, come here, Billy, come here. But you can visit Mac Daddy Smokers on Facebook as well as your website pretty much has a lot more pictures on it.
It does. Right now we're in the middle of revamping our website completely. We're trying to upgrade some things to make it a little more interactive. I'm afraid to say I'm just a dumb old engineer, and I'm completely web. I feel like an infant when I go on the web. But, you know, that's my age coming through, so.
Hey, they have free computers in my high school.
Yeah.
Because I was going to college, I couldn't use them. They were like, oh, you'll never use that. Don't, you know, it's like, really? Okay, well, that sounds good.
Exactly.
I'll just go back to my science.
Yeah, exactly. The useless elective.
Yeah.
Fascinating, right?
It's like, really? And now kids, I see these little kids with computers. But, yeah, that way they can buy things from your store and they can order cookers and everything, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get some of our newer models under. You know, we prototyped this thing in a real short period of time, and we had such amazing results with it. I went ahead and made a command decision. We went to market with it January the 1st, and here we sit, about February 15th.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, lo and behold, we have had about, to date, about 39 of these go out the door.
Wow.
And there's a huge, huge order for them right now. So if you're planning on getting one, I would suggest that if you want one in the near future, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, get your order in now, and we'll be happy to bring it on out for you.
Well, and what I have said already on air, if you are thinking that you might be interested in one of these Pitfighters before it comes out on Barbecue Pitmasters, I think when people see its performance on there without giving anything away, if you're thinking about ordering one, you better get it in because I think the order will go up.
That's what we hope anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you so much for your time and a successful event.
Awesome.
Be great.
Thank you, Laura.
All right, take care. Okay, so I'm going to move down the aisle. We're live on air, and I know you're the balloon man. I keep interrupting your conversation. So would you like to tell me, we're here at Jobs Barbecue and Steak Sauce. Would you like to tell me a little bit about what you got going here?
Sure, absolutely. So we're featuring our signature barbecue and steak sauce today called G-Dubs. It's available right here. Billy's one of our distributors right here is McDaddy Smokers. It's made right here in the area. No preservatives, no refrigeration required. It's just strictly fundamental.
Okay.
Good old round sauce.
Okay. Oh, and you just have one product. I see, but you have two sizes.
I do. I have two sizes. We've got more products that can hit the market. We're waiting on the label. So.
Okay. Labels are always big, aren't
they?
They're
always big, absolutely.
Okay, so, and if they might be interested in learning a little bit more about G-Dub Sauces, where would they go?
They would go to www.gdubsauces.com. They can also, they can find us on the web, obviously, but also here at McDaddy Smokers, also available at Tillman's Meat Market.
Okay,
I've
heard of Tillman.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you have other things get ready to come, you said?
Absolutely. We've got buffalo wing sauce that can hit the market, and the Christmas rub as well.
Okay, all right. Well, Gary, thank you so much for your time. All right. Okay, so that's going to pretty much wrap it up. The guys are starting to clean up. After I finish here and we see, I kind of want to get back in the judging and see what's going on in there. I get back out of here and get down to Dunellen. But I think pretty much most of the guys are happy. It's a great event. They've got a lot of things going on. There's kids bouncing around on bounce houses. And those are some people that are just, oh, no, thank you. Just here to support the community as well as the Walker Pope, which is the charity foundation that's benefiting from this event this week. So with that, this is Lori Frazee. I am the Barn Goddess. I will be back on Tuesday, 7 Eastern time. You can catch me on Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, or catch me on my Facebook, Lori Frazee, or Barn Goddess Barbecue, BBQ. Feel free to send me a message if there's something. This has been a Barbecue Superstars network, and just a reminder that 6 days a week, we have a Barbecue Superstar show for you that is either at 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can check that out on the web. And then Daryl's with us online live streaming from Barbecue Superstars. And with that, happy smoking. Have a great weekend. I hope everybody's Valentine's was lovely. And I will be back with you on Tuesday. Good night.